How would you sum up this week?
A normal week, really. We've still gone on the training ground and we're still preparing hard for a tough game on Saturday. Obviously, there's been the situation that's caused by meetings with the chairman, with a football club making an approach, but I've never really got into that other than a couple of brief meetings with the chairman. So in all honesty, it's not affected me.
Has it been easy to focus then and to make sure that the players are still focused? Because you're on a good run at the moment. You don't want anything to distract and detract from that, do you?
No, that was vital. That's why I never get involved, as you know, in any of the media to degree or any other conversations. You know, I briefed my players very early in the proceedings of what was happening, and we've spoken again today. So, listen, that takes seconds. And footballers get used to it, don't they? They get used to speculation, whether it be players in the dressing room or managers. But we just move on and we focus on a very big cup tie.
But it once again highlights the job that you're doing here, doesn't it? That another club has shown interest. It validates the job that you've done here.
Well, I think from a personal level, you're always honoured and perhaps a little bit flattered when a club makes an approach for your services, and certainly when it's a club of the stature of Sheffield Wednesday, then you're more than flattered. But taking away the flattery, it'll mean nothing come 3 o'clock on Saturday when we're trying to beat Rochdale. So it's an indictment of the job that the players are doing, that the staff are doing, and a number of managers obviously who hear and read media comments who then contact me in the week, just re-endorse it. It comes because of the job that's been done here. So, you know, we started this 18 months ago and we've got a long way to go.
Mm. What's your message to the fans as well? I know you made the statement the other day saying that, you know, you weren't going anywhere, that you're going to stay here. What's your message to them going into this game after what has been an unusual week for them as well?
Yeah, it would have been. I don't suppose they've had much loyalty in the past from managers. But we've got a big cup tie on Saturday, and we've got a team that we wouldn't have hand-picked out the draw to be playing. And I've read in the press and on the internet, you know, claims up in Rochdale from players, etc., they're going to come in and beat us. So we need to be really ready and focused to deal with that, because when you break the squad down, the one thing they've got is they've got good players. And in my opinion, they've got a manager who'll be tactically ready to come here and do battle with us. So we've got to keep all our focus and concentration on being ready for 3 o'clock Saturday and take our performances from the likes of Coventry away and Gillingham at home last week into the FA Cup.
I want to come back to the game in a minute. How have you been able to deal with the weather conditions? Because I understand you're not training outside.
Well, I'm about the only guy in the training ground who's not been threatened to be blown away, because they would need to blow half a Rotherham away, wouldn't they? But we're obviously having to go inside today, which is not ideal. We're a management team who are known for, we walk with the balls every day, and you can still walk hard, but you do it with footballs. And so we're having to go in, or the walk would really be meaningless. So we're hoping that the weather abates over the next 24 hours and we can get some quality work put in tomorrow.
It could impact the match, couldn't it, if it stays like this?
Yeah, I think looking ahead, we're diligent enough to look ahead. I think our people inside the club are telling us that it leaves down tomorrow, and I think Saturday's to be a beautiful winter's day, and if that's the case, it just does more justice to the New York Stadium.
Can the three lone players play in this one? Have you had permission from the clubs to say whether they can or not?
No, we're still waiting on the calls. We think it's unlikely. You know, I mean, there's no point in me trying to pull the hood over anyone's head here and say that we can do it. I think the reason it's unlikely is Alan Pardew's promised a decision on Thursday afternoon, but I'm not so sure he'll allow it at this stage. And I think, you know, we wouldn't be disrespectful when Owen Corse had asked me, Steve, near the time, and Owen's not there, so it would be disrespectful to be going and chasing Mr. Whelan at this stage when I think he's so focused is putting a new manager in place. But, you know, if we get a call this afternoon that says one or all three's involved, we'd be delighted, but we're planning to go with and without them, if that makes sense.
How's Michael O'Connor? Where's he at now?
Well, he's been and seen a consultant last night. I know he's getting a little injection in the morning. The good thing is it's not any form of surgery, so he'll get a little jag in the morning. He'll miss the weekend, but the consultant is telling us that next week he should be back to being brand new.
That'll be a big boost for you, won't it? And you've had to be careful with him, because the last thing you want is him out for a long time.
Yeah, we don't want any players out for a long time. You know, people need to realise and look at the size of our squad. We've got packed. We've got a squad packed with quality, but we don't have any great depth in terms of numbers. You know, I look at the likes of Bradford, and I look at the likes of Coventry, and I look at the likes of Wolves and Peterborough, and the squad list goes off the page. I'd probably forget some of the names, I think, you know. But we've put our resources into having some quality in the squad, and we've definitely got that. But, you know, we're missing a few players over the weekend, but, you know, the crucial thing is that they're no long-term, and most of them, if not all of them, will be back with soon.
There are one or two, though, aren't there, that we need to check up on. Milsom, Bradley, Worrell, how are they coming along?
Well, I think they're all expected to train when we go back on the pitch tomorrow. Is it too early for Saturday? Maybe, but if it's not Saturday, is it days? Could it be Fleetwood and the JPT Tuesday? Absolutely. The good news is Mills got scanned. It's just muscular. He's back in training, light training, but he's in training. Matt Bradley's trained yesterday, so he should be through his problem. David Worrell's been training for a week and got the all clear from a consultant yesterday. So they're all good news.
You've been pretty consistent this year. Even when you went on a run where you weren't winning games, you've been pretty consistent in your performance. But do you think in the last two games you've gone to another level?
I think we've gone to a level that I thought was in the group. And have they reached the ceiling of that level? No. Is there more to come? Yes. Is there more to come from individuals? Certain ones, yes. So we're on a step ladder of improving. And every so often in that step ladder, you fall off it. It's where you get back on it. Do you get back on it at the level you've been performing, or do you have to start at the bottom rung again? I think we're starting to be as a group that we get back on at the level where we've been. If all that makes sense, it just means, yes, I would agree with you in the last couple of games, but there's much more to come.
And how much does that excite you? Because you're already, I think, sixth in the table, aren't you? So if you can continue to improve, what can you achieve?
Well, I think we still feel a little bit frustrated that we're sixth. I think quite genuinely our performance has deserved us to be higher, but ultimately you have to put the ball in the net and simple as keep it out the other end to get points. But I think we're a little bit frustrated, but there's more to come, but it's a real strong league. I think if you'd have been in it last year and looking at the qualities last year, I think I've said many times, the teams that come into it from the Championship coming down and Leagues 2 going up has strengthened it significantly. So it's harder to attain success in League 1 this year. And there's probably 8 or 9 teams that will challenge for those top 6 places come the end of it. And people can get carried away. But I think there's only one certainty that's going to happen at the end of the season, is that Wolverhampton Wanderers will be the champions. And I think it'll be the rest will be fighting for second to sixth.
What kind of challenges do you face as a manager in this month? You've got an awful lot of games coming up in the league. You've got FA Cup, you've got Johnston Paint Trophy. How do you sort of manage the fact that the players are going to be out there Saturday, Tuesday for a large part this month?
Yeah, it's a tough month. But it's a month we look forward to. I think players would always rather play than train. And as long as we've got healthy competition within our squad, then that normally attains performance levels and keeps them high. And we always pick the team, and I always ultimately pick the team on consultation with the staff, but I pick it based on what my real feeling is about form and who's doing well and who's not. And so the players that sign at Rotherham United know that there is no favourites and get picked here. We pick it honestly, and we'll continue to do that. So it's down to them to produce the performances if they want to play in the bulk of these games, because there's some fantastic games coming up. We've got the FA Cup on Saturday. We've got the Northern semi-final of the JPT on Tuesday at Fleetwood. We go down to Bristol City, we come home to Wolves, we go to Bradford, Port Vale, home to Coventry, and then hopefully next round of the FA Cup. Aren't they the games that we all want to take part in? Absolutely.
Will that help? Because there are going to be tired legs out there, but that adrenaline might just keep you through the fact that you are playing a lot of big games.
Yeah, and I think that from a player's point of view, you want to play in big games, you want to be part of something special. And from a management point of view, it's great. You'd rather have players focused on games. And believe me, if you're playing well and you're winning, people don't get tired.
I'm not sure what the situation is with the squad at the moment. You know, how many players you've got that are going to be out of contract next summer. Is this the time of year when you start to really sort of sit down and have a look at that and make sure that you're not getting into March and April with these players still unsigned? Is that a priority for you yet?
Well, the honest answer is there's very few that we don't control. Mm. You're in control of the situation or the chairman is a terrific saying, if you're not in control, you can only be out of control. We're in control. Most, if not all, of our players who are out of contract at the end of the season have an option within that contract that we can extend it for a minimum of 1 year. So we're in control.
That must be a big plus for you then.
Yeah, absolutely. And it goes back to something we'd done a year ago when we set about putting the squad together. We didn't just do it blindly and say, if these guys are terrific for a year or 2 years, they can just walk away, or we'd find ourselves back to the wall negotiations. You know, Paul Douglas has done a wonderful job and he's responsible for that.
I don't want to pry too much, but what players are we talking about here that you've got an option on, just so that we know?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I would be surprised if there's any that we've not.
Looking back to the game then, Keith Hill is someone we know all about in this region due to his time at Barnsley. Do you know him, and what do his teams like to do that you can see looking at this Rochdale squad? Has he got it back to what Rochdale were like previously when he was there?
Yes, I think he has. I thought they were terrific when they were in League Two last time, when Keith Hill's first spell in charge, and they went up into League One, and I think they went up into League One and graced it, and hence why he got an opportunity to go and manage in the Championship at another good club in Barnsley. And it didn't quite work out from there in the end. But I perhaps think maybe his legs were cut under him a little bit early. But that's probably managers protecting managers and managers backing managers in a marketplace where it's the only job in the world where people take pleasure when someone gets a sack. I don't understand it. You know, if I heard about redundancies and people getting laid off in Sheffield or Glasgow or London, I'd be thinking, dear me, they've got families, they've got bills. And yet, football is an industry that you think a manager's got the sack in. Half the fan base says great, and people cheer from a distance. It's hard. But Hill, he's gone back to Rochdale, and I looked at his player recruitment in the summer, and I think if you go back to my talking about League Two back in the summer, I said Rochdale will be a force in that league, because you had to look at his recruitment. It was spot on. Mm-hmm. And I think they are a good side, and I think when you break them down individually, this will be a real test for us.
And they're a bit like you, I suppose. Last year you were at the top end of League Two. You wanted to prove a point to the teams in League One because you wanted to be in that division next year and say, we can take on these teams. Do you think that Rochdale will see Rotherham as a club that they want to beat for that reason?
Yeah, absolutely. Why wouldn't you? It's not just about playing a team in League One if you're a Rochdale player. You're coming to the New York Stadium, and I don't see any stadiums in League Two that get anywhere near it, unless you've been around League Two. I can see stadiums that are about 60-70% of what the New York is, and that's not being demeaning to them, that's just fact. And so those players will come off that team coaching if they've not seen the stadium, then they'll rise to it. But of course, a lot of them will have played in it last year, whether it be with Rochdale or other clubs. But Keith Hill will have his teams very organised. He's a very efficient manager. He'll have done his homework. They're better opposition for me than what Gillingham provided last week. So I think they're better than them when I looked at the DVD footage. So it's going to be tough for us, but we want to be in that third round. And the only way we can be in the third round is to win on Saturday.
A lot of people say that the FA Cup's changed. It's not what it used to be. But one thing that has stayed the same is the FA Cup third round draw. Everybody still watches that. Everybody looks forward to it. Everybody wants to be part of it, don't they?
Well, I think we've all done it as managers, and I think managers continue to do it. If you go to the FA Cup, you say, well, it's a blessing, really. But I know it's about the league points. Rubbish. The FA Cup is just a magical competition from when you're a wee boy. And I think I was a wee boy growing up in Glasgow, and the FA Cup even then had a great tradition in our house, where you'd have to travel a little bit south because you didn't get it on normal TV. You had to travel down towards to the borders at Gretna to get it, but we did. And it's a fantastic, magical cup competition. And when you've had success in it, it's even more magical, because it does really put life and breath into a football club.
Does your League Cup run give the players sort of they've just given them a taste of it, hasn't it? You went to Villa Park and you gave Villa a game. Do they want to do that? I mean, this is when the Premier League teams are going to come into the draw now. If you get past Rochdale, does that work as an incentive for them to have another go, maybe at a top flight club?
Absolutely. I think we've got players that could certainly grace and play in the Championship. We know that now. Some of them are on loan from a couple on loan from the Premiership and one from the Championship. But we'd love another run in a cup competition. People say, does it distract you as you go forward in your league campaign? It does the opposite. It reinforces the spirit within the squad. It creates competition for big games at an all-time high. And we'd love to be in the third round, looking at that draw on Sunday, hoping to draw a cherry.